With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the third Republican presidential debate is about to get underway in South Florida. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Five GOP candidates are here in downtown Miami ready to face off against each other. With 2 months to go before the Iowa caucuses, these five, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott, continue to find themselves trailing Donald Trump by double digits. In recent weeks, Haley and DeSantis have become more frequent critics of Trump as they've increased attacks against each other. This two-hour debate will be moderated by NBC's Lester Holt and Kristen Welker, along with Hugh Hewitt of the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston at the GOP debate in Miami.
An obesity drug has been approved by the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration approved Zepbound from Eli Lilly. Tests show it helps dieters lose as much as 60 pounds. This is for people considered obese, having a body mass index of 30 or higher, or overweight people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. The FDA advises taking Zepbound along with a reduced calorie diet and regular exercise. It's the latest diabetes drug approved for weight management, joining Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, a high-dose version of its diabetes treatment, Ozempic. Both are weekly injections. Zepbound should be available by the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Eight people died in a South Texas car crash Wednesday while police chased a driver suspected of smuggling illegal immigrants. It happened about 6:30 a.m. when the driver of a Honda Civic hauling illegal immigrants tried to outrun deputies from the Zavala County Sheriff's Office. The department says the driver tried to pass a semi-truck on a two-lane road and collided head-on with another vehicle. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 40 points, the NASDAQ rose 10. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the theory of evolution.
A Suffolk University USA Today poll reveals that 37% of adults do not believe that human beings evolved from anything, stating that they were created by God in their present form. 24% think we did evolve from animals, but that God directed the process. And another 29% say, quote, humans evolved into their present form without divine intervention. Most likely to support creationism are Southerners, women, and Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for reform in Sri Lanka. The commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution, especially of Christians, is on the rise in Sri Lanka, and violence is becoming more commonplace. This is SRN News. President Volodymyr Zelensky has praised an EU Commission recommendation to start membership negotiations with Ukraine.
This is a pure positive, Zelensky says during a video address. Despite all the difficulties, we're moving forward, adding our country must be in the European Union. Kyiv expects the European Council to make a political decision in December on its accession. In a series of reports, the EU's executive branch recommended that war-ravaged Ukraine should be permitted to open membership talks once it's addressed some shortfalls. Kyiv will need to address corruption, lobbying concerns, and a law on national minorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The OAS will continue closely monitoring Nicaragua's democracy and human rights record even after the country's exit from the regional body later this month. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.